What is up, everyone? It's Doug PMTG. It's been a while. Daily podcast. What the heck, Doug? Daily podcast. I'm just heading out to my garage. Yeah, I've not been here every day. I do apologize about that. It's not been intentional. I'm just walking past the streamer zone. You hear that? There's a lot going on. There's some streaming going downstairs. 90-some, 100-some subs now. He's doing pretty good. Oh, I love that sound of the garage door opening, the world opening, you know, because inside my house I have no fresh air. I love fresh air. If you're listening to this and you haven't had your dose of fresh air today, please go walk outside while you listen to this. It's a short segment. Okay, so life updates. I'm moving to Calgary. I'm trying to sell clothes. I'm trying to sell games. I'm trying to sell electronics. I'm trying to sell my computer. I'm trying to sell magic cards. So I'm pretty busy, but I decided to do something fun and I wanted to tell everyone out there about it. It's called my MTG garage sale. So the next segment is going to set up the garage sale. The rest of the day is going to be live. I'm going to tune in from the garage sale with different people. So you're going to get to hear about different strangers. I'm offering deck techs. I'm offering, you know, instead of just buying 20 bulk rares, if you spend $20, you buy $20 worth of bulk rares from me. I'll also make you an EDH deck out of commons and uncommons, make it themed, make it just play. You know, bring a couple friends. I'll make a couple different ones. So I'm going to pitch all this stuff in the next segment so you hear what I've thought of so far. And I'm really excited. And then I move on Friday. And once I'm settled, the daily podcast life is just happening because I'll then have my two jobs, one being the stream, even if it's unpaid, the other being my work, and I will just go, go, go. So that's today. Thanks to everyone who's still listening. And the funeral on Monday was good. I cried a lot. It's been a tough week, so thanks for giving me a few days' patience for a mental break. I love you all. Let's have some fun today. All right, so how does the garage sale work? This is the brass tacks, me trying to condense what I've solved so far. And it's life, so it's fluid. Things could change by the time you show up, but only for the better. Okay, so what I've decided. If you buy at least 20 cards, you get 5% off. If you buy at least 50 cards, you get 10% off. Bulk rares are $1. These are what stores will pay me 10 cents for, and I will offload them to stores. Yes, that's a huge markup. No, I'm not going lower than $1. That's how bulk rares work. My intent is that you take them for your decks. I want them to go in decks, and for some of these cards, $1 is for sure a reasonable price, especially if you just buy 50 cards, you know, out of my, you know, maybe buy a few chase rares. Maybe you load up on bulk, you get 10% off your entire purchase order. The elite cards, which are like my Karn, you know, my Wooded Foothills, just the premium stuff. If you buy an elite card, one elite card, you get a token. That token can be used for things like a free $20 value EDH deck, which I'll build for you out of my bulk rares, commons, uncommons. You can use it for, you know, extra deck techs. If you have an idea of what you want to use your token for, something fair, I'll accept that. Maybe one of my cheaper playmats you can use a token plus $5 to $10 for. If you buy lots of expensive cards, I probably won't give tons of tokens because the point of this is to help people out. The point of this isn't just to make you rich and to devalue my time. If you bring friends, I'll make them free EDH decks out of my commons and uncommons. You can have like a whole group where you're playing like Pauper, block constructed EDH for fun because I have lots of old boxes of things like Mirrodin, Champions of Kamigawa, Betrayers, Battle for Zendikar. Or you can pick a theme like you want blue-green and lots of land searching because you want to use the new uncommon from Dominaria. Trust me, I got a lot of ways to search for land. I got a lot of ways to gain life. I got a lot of ways to Rivers Rebuke. You know, we'll have some fun. I'm selling playmats. I'm also in my life selling other things like collectibles, clothing. So anyone who's over, if they want to look at more options or electronics, you know, old Game Boys, old games, DVDs, lots of things for cheap if you're already over here. But on the Magic end, I'm going to be doing Star City No Conversion. As a Canadian independent person, I think that's fair. Basically, that percentage, 30-ish percentage, off of American price is what you save by coming to me. I will offload most of this to a store because I'm doing this to make the most amount of money out of my cards as possible while also helping the most people with deck building and deck teching as possible. I'm going to be doing the deck techs via email. It's just because I want to make sure when I'm in person with people I'm spending the time, so you'll just have to email me the deck and we'll just email back and forth. You've gained a friend by coming and supporting my garage sale. This is to help me move from Edmonton, but it's also to help me make more connections in Edmonton, where I've been a part of the community forever. And I just want to see magic explode in this upcoming era. And I have lots of sweet cards. Lots of cool foils, lots of cool foreign cards. Just so many gems. My friend JL helped me sort it. And I'm giving him a foil retract just for helping me sort it. Also, even if you don't know if you want to buy cards, I have tea and popcorn. And I love people. And as long as we respect the fact that I'm living in my parents' house, crashing here for 2 more days before I move into my new place, just come on over. Let's talk magic. Bring 2 standard decks if you want to test. We'll just sit at the kitchen table and play while we wait for more customers. I'm talking on Facebook like a little goblin innkeeper, and I'm trying to make my thread feel a little mystical. And when people comment and when they add friend tags, I'm going to give them bonuses because, you know, that's marketing. So come on down to the garage sale. We'll have some fun and go from there. What is up? Here we go, everyone. I've been viral marketing this morning. I've got some appointments. I have someone coming over in a couple hours. Someone coming over at 3. 2 people coming over at 6. Don't miss your chance. You can come over as well. You can join. It's fun. Free popcorn, free tea, deck techs, card sales, great prices, laughs. Come on over to the garage sale. And if not, you can just listen to the music on here. You can listen to some interviews. Maybe we'll do one of the deck techs live. Who knows? We'll see what people want. So you can contact me, leave a message, send me a Facebook message at DougPMTG on my business account, email me at DougPMTG@gmail.com, tweet at me, Instagram at me, West Edmonton residents. Come and visit my garage sale. We're doing things differently. Welcome to my inn. All right, everyone, you can keep talking, by the way. Okay. This is, you're allowed to have background noise. It's I have an innkeeper at an inn, so I've had my first sale, and that's a podcast. It's all audio, no visual. So I have Elias and Katie here right now, and they're just chilling, catching up with me. I had 2 guys that came and bought some cards. I have booked like 8 different people coming over tomorrow. So you two, non-Magic players currently, maybe one day, I want to ask each of you the same question. When you observe this room and how the setup is and what's going on, give me 3 words that jump out at you.
Organized chaos catastrophe.
Organized chaos catastrophe.
I was going to say throwback. Throwback? The lamps and the couches. My parents had those lamps.
Okay, so yeah, because it's in my parents'. And that is part of the aesthetic. I was like, yeah, this is like a garage sale,
yeah,
right?
No, totally. Yeah, totally. Like, it's like, yeah, we've got the old flowers. We've got that old upholstery that I can see.
Well,
like,
at this point, I was not getting off of.
You want to know what's funny?
We
said,
never touched the
dad's I said, hey, Mom. I literally said, hey, Mom, can we have some wine? She said, no.
Yeah, no, the parents' liquor is always off limits. Like, fair. Ever since, like, high school.
I'm going to buy a bottle for tomorrow because I figure it'd be nice to offer people when
Scotch.
They come over.
Scotch
drink.
Is a nice welcome drink.
Yeah, Scotch. Have you seen these? These are polyfaceted.
I bought these. Gorgeous.
And you can kind of... Sorry, we're talking about wine glasses. I'll have to post a picture on Instagram, everyone. Check out Doug PMTG tomorrow. You'll see magic cards and wine glasses. But if you put it on the table, if you put it then a little sideways...
I'd make a terrarium out of this.
Oh, okay.
I have a little moss ball that I'm looking for a cute container.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go, polyfaceted. Go get them at the local liquor depot at Collingwood and
87. What kind of wine do you have tomorrow? I might come back.
Red wine, you can come back if you want. Bring Lauren.
Like a nice cab?
Sure. I'll buy a nice cab. There you go, repeat business. This is going to be my last day in town. You might have to buy something tomorrow then. I have other things. I have clothes, I have electronics, we'll talk. Anyways,
how much does this card cost?
That's free.
Then I bought something. A transaction has been made.
So yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, if you're in Edmonton, shoot me a DM. Slide on into those DMs. It's not going to hurt you as much as it's going to hurt. No, it's not going to hurt anybody. It's free. You can message people. Did you know on Instagram, even if the person's not following you and they're not private, you can just message them. And I don't know if you knew this, world, but currently the response rate of average Instagram users to DMs is in the high 90s, meaning since so few of us use it, almost everyone responds. So now is the best time in your life to to start messaging people on Instagram that you think maybe they might respond.
Sounds like you're enabling stalkers.
Well,
they can choose to not respond if you're being weird. That's still an option.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a big
popcorn.
Oh yeah, there's free popcorn, tea. You can have some of those chocolate covered coffee beans too if you want. No, come on down. But seriously, try asking some people some questions. Maybe you follow a magic cosplayer. Maybe you're. Oh, we just got one more. Looks like 9 people coming tomorrow. But just ask them a question. It's the whole thing about like consent and asking is you're allowed to ask as long as no means no and yes means yes. Ask for promotions at your work. Ask for raises. You should be out asking for more stuff. Just remember, when you ask, you have to be willing to get a no, especially in a union. When you come to my garage sale tomorrow, if you have a crazy idea of like some weird sale or thing you want me to include, I guarantee if you just ask me, I'm probably just going to give it to you. One of the guys today just asked for some tokens of a certain type. I ended up on top of it, gave him a bunch of foil tokens and all this just because he asked. If he hadn't have asked, so tomorrow when you're at the garage sale, please make sure you ask. What's up?
Can I have your jersey?
This one? I'll sell it to you cheap if you want. Way cheaper. It's authentic. I'm selling all my jerseys right now.
I'm not a Jays fan.
Oh, well.
Well, I guess.
I've got a.
In the playoffs, I can say I'm a Jays fan.
I've got a nice Chad Johnson pre name change.
Ocho Cinco?
No, pre name change. You can't buy it anymore.
Very cool.
If you want to see Johnson. Made. Listen, this
that's
is.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
2018.
My buddy's not the same. Jays fan, but I think he just jumped over to the Patriots because he's tired of Bengals.
Well, if you're gonna jump on a team, you might as well choose the Golden State Patriots or whatever they're called these days. No, I was making a basketball reference. Oh. Anyways, we're done for the day. I'm going to add some more music to end out this podcast. Thanks for listening again. If you're not Anchor, just jump on in on Anchor. You're going to like the music. And if you don't like the music, you just swipe. You just swipe to the left. You've done that motion before. You're on to the next, okay? So... Thanks for listening. We're going to see you tomorrow for a whole crazy day of garage sailing. Boom, 5 minutes on the nose. I like when my...
I was expecting more questions.
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, it's still recording.
Okay. We're past 5 minutes.
I guess we're not 5 minutes.
Anyway. I was so excited. Here's another question. Question is, who's the best Avenger?
My personal favorite, or who I think is like most powerful?
I'm not going to talk until you answer my question.
It's open-ended.
I am always... Well, I love watching hearing the dialogue for Tony Stark.
Okay.
Iron
he's
Man.
A humorous fellow.
But I'm a Thor. Answer. I'm a Thor guy.
Thor. Okay. Thorgy Thor. I'm a Thorgy Thor guy. Yes, queen. Shout out to Zach Parsons, who hosts the best Drag Race parties. All of us who don't normally go experience this culture are loving it. Keep
That's
inviting
awesome.
Me.
Yeah,
keep
no,
inviting
it's...
me, Zach. Who's your favorite Avenger?
So I'm not totally caught up on all the movies.
That's fair.
So I don't have all the context.
That's fair.
But I'm a fan of Captain America.
Yeah.
He's just so pure in his intentions.
You two can go to Cold
War.
It's
so funny because even his actor is so authentic in what he's trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll just be like, oh, you know, this is a good thing to do. And then you get more information. You're like, oh, maybe it wasn't the best decision. Like, that happened in real
life.
With
oh.
that, you know.
Robert Downey Jr. is...
yeah.
Yeah, he's living a life.
It's interesting, but that's my
favorite for
now.
Oh, wait, no, you were talking Tony Stark, sorry. I was looking at you. You were talking Captain America.
Yeah.
His name is...
Chris Evans.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's the
actor. Yeah, the
that's
actor.
Who we were
but
talking about.
They're so well cast, I feel.
I agree. Black Widow is, I think, one of the best castings in
so
that
well,
franchise. Yeah, she's so good.
I feel like they should do her character some more justice. I don't know if they have in what I've seen. But
she's pretty good.
I still
good.
Haven't seen Infinity War.
You're really gonna love it. I'm gonna go all in on Doctor Strange. I'm just Benedict Cumberbatch fanboy.
Face is just weird.
Oh, give me Cumberbatch, man. He can be my Smaug. He can be my Sherlock. He can be my Strange. Like I just want Benedict scrambled over easy. Doesn't matter.
He wants the Benedict.
We want it all.
Hey,
that was my brother showing his
his cousin was yeah.
His true color. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna talk to you all tomorrow. Life is about to continue.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.